When a gas pipeline exploded in a city outside San Francisco last September, it killed 8 people, destroyed dozens of homes, and raised a multitude of safety questions. Later today, federal investigators will begin hearings into the cause of that pipeline rupture in San Bruno, California. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is following the story.
In this quiet subdivision just south of San Francisco, there's a section of open, green fields. But the pastoral calm is betrayed by a gaping hole in the ground and a handful of abandoned homes. That's what's left after the 30-inch gas main ruptured and obliterated a once-thriving neighborhood.
Just in literally an instant, it was gone. It was gone in just a matter of minutes. No warning. There was no anticipated event here that evening. Absolutely horrible.
That's Jim Ruane, the mayor of San Bruno. In addition to the 8 dead, more than 50 people were injured. 38 homes were destroyed, and more than 50 were damaged by the inferno. Ruane says many of his constituents need more than a chance to rebuild their homes. Some need what he calls a psychological rebuild, too.
You know, a lot of people initially said, I don't need help. I'm okay. And after a while, a lot of the individuals have come up to me and say, you know, I did go to group therapy or I did go to therapy one-on-one to kind of get myself straightened out. It helps with, you know, the nightmares. The kids can't sleep at night. Mom and Dad, are we safe in our neighborhood? That kind of a thing.
Renee Morales, a mother of four, relives the nightmare every day. Even though she lives about a mile away from this neighborhood, she says she panicked when she first heard about the explosion because she knew her 20-year-old daughter, Jessica, was here visiting her boyfriend.
Something deep down inside of me, I felt something was wrong and I knew that Jessica was in trouble.
At the time of the explosion, Jessica Morales was with her boyfriend, Joseph Ruiz Gomez, in his house at the center of the blast. He suffered second and third degree burns. Renee Morales says she and her husband spent all night visiting and calling local hospitals looking for their daughter. 20 hours later, she received a visit from an official from the county coroner's office.
And she told me and my husband that they had found my daughter, Jessica, and that they needed me to identify her. She then told me that I was going to need dental records to identify her. It meant that that was all that was left of Jessica.
Today, Morella says she still wants to know why the accident occurred. Preliminary reports from federal investigators cast blame on defective welds in a 55-year-old pipeline. PG&E Vice President Kirk Johnson says he believes that pipeline is an aberration.
That's what we're focused on, is ensuring that the issue that happened in San Bruno and the situation that exists in San Bruno never happens again.
Robert Bee, a professor of civil engineering at UC Berkeley, says the pipeline's age wouldn't matter if it had been built and maintained properly in the first place.
If we've got pipelines in important areas where we've got people and schools and hospitals, only a test can give us the assurance that we're properly protecting the interest of the public.
But tests are expensive, and PG&E has said the total bill for the explosion could exceed $760 million. The company also has said it expects to pass along some of those costs to ratepayers, a move consumer groups say they will oppose. Back in San Bruno, Mayor Jim Ruane says the worst thing that can happen is that the hole gets filled, the streets are repaved, and people forget what happened here.
We are committed to not let that happen at all, so that this never happens again in any other city in the country.
That's why Ruane and other local officials are in Washington this week to keep a close eye on the federal investigation of the pipeline explosion. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.